Can you kill your conscience? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Yatunde liked listening to words about Jesus on the radio, since she hadn't grown up knowing him. One day, the speaker was talking about the human conscience. He shared words from the Bible, which said that some people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. As she thought about her own life, Yatunde was gripped with fear. She sent a message to the broadcaster, writing, "I listened to your program and I was disturbed by the attitude of my heart. I am a girl who has had a lot of abortions, and I even helped other girls do so, in good conscience. I thought I was doing these girls a favor and sparing a lot of suffering for several children. When I listened to you, I was troubled, and that is when I realized that this was not normal. It was as if I killed my conscience. Today, I am tormented. I have not been able to sleep at night. What must I do to make God forgive me?" The response Yatunde received filled her with relief. She learned that God offers his forgiveness freely to those who recognize and confess their sin. Yatunde had done that and had turned from her old life to follow Jesus. God's book tells that he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. God longs to free us from guilt and shame. When we accept that unearned, undeserved gift of forgiveness, God renews and restores our lives, and that includes our consciences. You can help share the offer of God's forgiveness with listeners like Yatunde. Send devotionals like this to millions around the world in their own languages. Give a gift today at guidelines.org.